Jake, thanks for joining me on the show. You're very welcome.
Hi, Ember. Good evening, and thank you very much for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you for taking the time. So I suppose to start off, can you give us a bit of a background onto who SE Systems are and the work that you do?
Of course, yes. So I'm very proud to say that we're in business 15 years this year. We'd be one of Ireland's leading energy retrofitting and energy solutions providers, and we'd have a significant experience in securing grant funding for clients through various funding streams. We'd be the SEI, so the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland's leading grant partner nationally across the domestic community and commercial sectors. We are headquartered in Cork, although I'm a very proud Kerryman, born, bred and living in Ballybunion. We also have offices in Dublin, and we've strategic hubs located all across the country, from Donegal down to Kerry and Wexford, and from Galway across to Louth. We'd employ over 100 direct staff, and we'd work with over 300 subcontractors nationally to deliver projects across all 26 counties on an ongoing basis. We'd work with a large range of clients across all sectors, so that could be a residential homeowner or a school or sports club or community centre, through to a variety of SMEs like shops, restaurants, laundrettes, hotels, etc., right through to Ireland's largest multinationals in the food, beverage, pharmaceutical and manufacturing sectors. I suppose just to give you an idea of some of our numbers, we would have unlocked over €900 million worth of grant funding for our clients to date. We'd have upgraded over 14,000 domestic homes nationally and over 2,000 commercial premises across the country. So basically, I suppose who we are and our USP is that we're a commercial and a domestic one-stop shop, which means we can provide clients with turnkey bespoke solutions for any of their energy needs, all under one roof, so they have one point of contact throughout their energy efficiency and decarbonisation journey. And we feel that's very beneficial for clients. We're very aware of their day-to-day tasks, and we like to ensure that their energy journey is as simple and as affordable as possible. So within that, I suppose we provide a large suite of services, from energy auditing or energy consultancy through to project design and procurement. We'll obviously secure any grant funding that's available to clients, and we project manage and deliver all areas of energy projects. We do that through our internal engineering teams, our project management teams. We have a solar PV division, an energy metering team, and we've also a dedicated community solutions team, which focuses fully on not-for-profit organizations and community entities. We would have started our own SE Systems Community Fund actually in 2022, and very proud to say we've donated over €3 million to not-for-profit organizations since that started. We also do a lot of work in the public sector. We'd be a procured contractor to every local authority in the country, and we're also very strategically aligned and partnered with Ireland's biggest utility companies. So yeah, there's a lot going on here at SE Systems. Look, I suppose we're in the middle of an energy revolution, and we feel very fortunate and proud to be positioned at the centre of it to assist Ireland reach its 2030 and 2050 climate action targets.
Brilliant. That's great to hear, and great to hear you so much going on as well. But as you said, it's an exciting journey to be part of, I can imagine. Jake, this time of year as well, a lot of SMEs in the county and beyond as well are probably looking at energy upgrades maybe, but they might be struggling to know where they should start maybe. Could you give them some advice maybe on what the first steps they could take might be?
Sure, yeah. And it's a query we get quite a lot. Our advice to all SMEs would be your first step is to have an energy audit carried out on your premises. So an energy audit, it's basically a review of your energy usage and your energy infrastructure, and it'll identify all your significant energy users. So where are you using energy? What's costing you the most to operate? And then that report would provide a full register of opportunities for potential energy upgrade works. So this register of opportunities is basically, it's a shopping list really of any energy projects you could carry out, and it'll provide estimations on costs, savings, return on investment and potential grant supports available. So that list could range from low to no cost actions that you can take straight away and see benefit, right through to your larger CapEx items. But it is really a vital first step for any SME or commercial business. And it's also a mandatory requirement for a lot of the grant funding schemes. So it's definitely a good first place to start. And I suppose the good news with that is as well, for most SMEs, provided their annual energy spend is over €10,000, they can receive a €2,000 voucher from the SEI against the cost of the audit, and the application process and the approval process is almost instantaneous for that. So once an energy audit is complete, one of our engineers would have a review call or a meeting with the client to go through the report and its findings, and they'd advise on suitable next steps then.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. And I suppose there's lots of different types of technologies or solutions maybe that are available to SMEs. Can you maybe explain to us some of the different types that there are there maybe, and as well how a business might pick the right solution for their specific business?
Sure. Yeah. And again, there are multiple types of technologies and approaches available to SMEs looking to decarbonize. I suppose no two sites are the same. So again, getting that initial energy audit carried out will give a business owner a good overview of the options that are available to them. I suppose some of these options might consist of building fabric upgrades. So that's the likes of insulating your attic or your roof or your walls, upgrading your windows and doors. You'd also look at your heating and cooling systems, which are likely running off a fossil fuel source like oil or gas. So again, identifying what renewable energy source is the best solution for you. Again, that could be heat pump technology, it could be biomass. And again, those technologies could be further supplemented by heat recovery from other users and that are using heat within your site. Let's say in retail, for example, we'd see a lot of refrigeration upgrades coming through for grant support. Hotels, then they'd be more interested in heating and cooling systems, upgrading their building management system, even looking at how their swimming pool is heated and what's the cheapest way to do that and the most environmentally friendly way to do that. And then obviously we'd identify if there's any scope for installing other renewables such as solar PV systems to further reduce their energy bill. But again, there's a wide range of technologies supported through the various funding streams. So once you're saving energy or reducing carbon, there's a very high likelihood that we'd be able to get a grant for you. Other measures there might include, let's say, upgrading motors or pumps, putting in lighting controls like PIRs and sensors, even upgrading chillers or compressors, installing EV charging infrastructure. I know a lot of Kerry people are living on the Wild Atlantic Way, so EV chargers could be a nice additional revenue stream for them. And even, let's say, in a production facility, if you're upgrading equipment and you're replacing it with new energy efficient models, again, there's grant support available for that. So plenty of options to consider and a good amount of grant funding available. But we'd like to ensure that kind of we support clients in taking the most strategically advantageous and economically viable approach and work with them to make sure they're making the right decision on their sustainability journey.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And Jake, I suppose we all know, I suppose, that energy upgrades, they are a large financial investment, but you did mention that there is grant aid available for SMEs to help with that burden maybe. What kind of grant aid is available that might be useful for businesses to know about?
Yes, there is, and they're not as tricky to attain as people might think. So there are plenty of grants available through the SEAI. I mentioned the Energy Audit Voucher, and that again is a very good starting point. SEAI can also provide up to 50% funding for any design or technical assistance. So if you're planning an energy project and you need more detail around design, etc., they can offset the cost of that design by up to 50%. They also offer up to 30% funding against energy project capital expenditure for commercial entities, and they support community or not-for-profit organizations up to 50%. That's through their community's energy grant scheme. But they've also other funding streams available, such as the SSRH scheme, which is primarily around heat pumps and biomass projects. They can potentially get up to 40% support available through that scheme. They can also get supported for single measures through the Business Energy Support Scheme. And they also have plenty of other schemes such as, let's say, Exceed, which is kind of for larger, more innovative projects. All these schemes and supports can be found on the SEAI website. And we also have that information on our own website as well. So businesses could also actually engage with their local enterprise office, which may be able to support them on some smaller projects. Or if any business was an Enterprise Ireland client, they could look to them for support as well with regards to energy consultancy and CapEx support. So again, once you've had an initial meeting with a client or their key stakeholders and there's an energy audit done, we can give clear advice on the best funding streams and supports available to them and oversee the application processes for all of them as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And in terms of a typical energy upgrade then and the journey, I suppose, that comes with it, Jake, what does it look like in terms of the processes and maybe the timelines?
Yeah, I suppose the first big step, Amber, is for people to reach out. It can be a daunting enough challenge or task when they're thinking about it initially, but there's no project too large or too small, really. The country's facing a climate crisis, and we can see a lot of people and businesses are obviously getting very conscious about their environmental impact, and carrying out projects as well will obviously result in lower energy bills and operating costs, which is obviously a challenge for businesses in all sectors as well. and you would improve your quality and comfort levels for your staff and your clients within the facility. So again, the first step is just reach out, not to be afraid to ask as many questions as you need. Next step then, as I mentioned, would be an energy audit, and the team here would assist you with applying for that voucher, or you can look on SEI's website for assistance there. I suppose an energy audit would be scheduled, site survey would be conducted, and a report would be compiled. That typically takes 4 to 6 weeks from start to finish. From there, then a client, I suppose, with our support, will determine what works they want to carry out, and a kind of a design and procurement phase would kick in then. Roughly speaking, that's probably a 4 week process as well, depending on what works you want to carry out. And we'd then apply for any respective grant support on their behalf. And that application process, typically from start to finish, takes about 12 weeks to receive formal approval. So once your project then is approved for grant support, you typically have about 12 months to complete your project and draw down your grant support. And again, we oversee that entire process for the client, just ensuring that saving a bit of time and money. Regards to carrying out the work themselves, the program would obviously be discussed in detail with the client, ensuring there was no or minimal disruption to their day-to-day operations within the facility. And our in-house health and safety team would ensure full compliance with health and safety standards, including PSDP, PSCS responsibilities, and all that. I suppose, again, that's a benefit of working with ourselves. It's everything you need under one roof from a contractor that's recognized nationally in the space. But the journey isn't as daunting as people think. I suppose it's like anyone in their respective sectors, they're experts at what they do. So we don't know everything, but we know what we do. So again, reaching out is a good first step, and the journey isn't as tricky once you get on the road.
I suppose it's good to know as well that it isn't as daunting as people might be thinking that it is, Jake. But if anyone is listening and they're starting their energy upgrade journey, or they're even thinking about it, where can they find out a little bit more information?
Yeah, so they can look at the SEI website and they can gather information there, or they can liaise with their local enterprise office, or again, if they're an Enterprise Ireland client, they can reach out to their regional advisor for guidance there. But also, if clients want to speak to us directly and let us guide them on the right path and take as much pain away from it as possible for them, they can contact us directly via our website. So that's www.sesystems.ie. Or they could send us an email on info@sesystems.ie, and a member of our team would direct them to whichever internal department here is best suited for their query or their needs.
Fantastic. Well, Jake, it sounds great, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk us through it, because there's a lot of information there, I suppose, for people to understand. But it's great to have you on the show to hear all about it. So thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure, Amber. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.